생각. 86. Fulfilling covenants and promises called Allah Ta'ala Allah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Awfu bil 'ahdi innal 'ahda kana mas'ul. Fulfill the covenant, surely the covenant will be asked about. Qala Allah Ta'ala, awfu bi 'ahdi Allah idha 'ahadtum. Fulfill the covenant of Allah when you make mutual covenants. Qala Ta'ala, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu bil 'uqud. O believers, fulfill your covenant. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. O believers, why do you say what you do not do? It is most abhorrent in the sight of Allah that you say what you do not do. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله قال آية المنافق ثلاث إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا اؤتمن خان. في زاد في رواية لمسلم إن صام وصلى وزعم أنه مسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the signs of a hypocrite are three: when he speaks, he lies; when he promises, he goes back on his promise; when he is entrusted, he betrays his trust. Bukhari Muslim. The narration of Imam Muslim رحمه الله states, even if he keeps fast and offers salah and claims that he is a Muslim. The Messenger of Allah said, the signs of a hypocrite, munafiq, are three: when he speaks, he lies; when he promises, he goes back on his promise; when he's entrusted, he betrays his trust. The narration of Imam Muslim states, even if he keeps fast and offers salah and claims that he's a Muslim. So these three traits, and then some narrations, there's also four traits. وَإِذَا خَصَمَ فَجَبَ. So here, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ, when he speaks, he lies. Whenever a munafiq, the munafiq in the time of Rasulullah, some of the hypocrites, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. They used to, they were the greatest enemies of Islam, who pretend to be Muslims. So they had in perfection these four qualities. When they spoke, they lied. So if a believer has this, he has one quality of munafiq. When you speak, speak the truth. And when he makes a promise, he goes against his promise. You say to somebody, I will do this, yeah, I'll meet you here at this time. If you can't meet him, then say, I can't meet you, sorry. That's a promise you made. Don't promise somebody something. So the munafiq were perfect in this. They'd always make a promise, they'll never forget. And when they're given something as trust, secret as a trust, anything as a trust. So gatherings are held in trust, al-majalis bil amana, even secrets, even a gathering is held in trust. So even if it's a materialistic thing as trust, that they're given some money or something, they'll never give it back. So these three qualities are that of a munafiq. If a Muslim, true Muslim, has this, one, he has one quality. If he has two, if he has three, oh my Allah, this is very bad. When we speak, we're supposed to. So this is munafiqat fil amal. Then there's munafiqat fil i'tiqad. So in the time of Rasulullah, they're munafiq in even belief, no belief whatsoever. And in all their a'mal, they had these worst qualities. These were the qualities of the munafiq. Allah save us from any one of these. And if we have all three of these, oh, we're in a very bad situation. We're munafiq. At least munafiq fil a'mal we are. That means munafiq in amal we are, if we have any of these qualities. Allah protect us.